they up the limit to that? I guess I just ran out of time. And I was talking about omissions from IGN's top 50 sci-fi shows list, and I was just wrapping up talking about Sliders. And yeah, I didn't even realize I lost track of time on the last one. I kept going to the next two. Anyway, number 5, 7 Days. It was actually on UPN on Wednesdays. It was actually on back-to-back with Star Trek Voyager. But pretty much three years in obscurity, starred Jonathan LaPaglia as a chrononaut who traveled through time 7 days using technology discovered from the aliens who crashed at Roswell. And very good show. I actually discovered it when Spike actually ran reruns of it. And yeah, being on UPN kind of left the show and pretty much made the show very obscure. In fact, can't even find it out on DVD unless you go to some place in China who just recorded it off of Spike TV. Yes, I actually bought one of those. But yeah, number 4, Warehouse 13. This one's on sci-fi, and it's about a couple Secret Service agents who have to track down artifacts from this warehouse in the middle of nowhere, South Dakota. Magical artifacts with magical powers like Timothy Leary's reading glasses to I guess that was just for a whole bunch of weird stuff. But good show. It's not quite Eureka, but it's pretty good. Number 3, Stargate Atlantis. Yes, Universe made the list, but not Atlantis, which I think Atlantis suffered from multiple cast changes over the years, with Rainbow Sun Franks only being on there for a season, and Tori Higginson's departure following season 3, Paul McGillion leaving midstream, and even Amanda Tapping from SG-1 only coming on for a season, only to be replaced by Robert Picardo, a.k.a. the Doctor from Voyager. Well, it was a good show. I wish it would have lasted a couple more seasons, and there was supposed to be a wrap-up TV movie that never materialized. I guess MGM. Not exactly sure what they're gonna do with the franchise and with the direct-to-video movie market. It's kind of gone down. And moving on, number 2, Star Trek Enterprise. Yes, yeah, Enterprise doesn't get the kind of respect it deserves, in my opinion. It's different from the couple shows that preceded it, going back even prior to the original series. But I think Scott Bakula's Captain Archer, good choice. And the crew, I wish that show would have lasted longer than 4 years, and yeah, part of me, okay, I'm not going to spoil how the series ends, but I'm just going to say that show could have ended, used that same ending if they had ran another 3 years, and probably would have made a little bit more sense. Okay, I'm about to run out of time, and number 1 on my list coming up in a bit, as well as the first 10 from IGN.